Hey, everybody, my name is Brooklyn, Broccoli.
Welcome to the Funky Pearls Radio Podcast, where we explore the fascinating stories of legendary artists who shaped the world of jazz, soul, and blues. Today, we delve into the life of the incomparable Dinah Washington, a jazz vocalist and pianist whose voice transcended genres and touched hearts. Born as Ruth Lee Jones on August 29, 1924, in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, Dinah moved to Chicago during her childhood. Her musical journey began in church, where she contributed to the St. Luke's Baptist Church as a pianist and singer. Her talent was evident early, leading her to direct the church choir and join the Sally Martin Gospel Singers. Dinah's breakthrough came after winning an amateur contest at Chicago's Regal Theater, leading her to perform at various Chicago clubs, including Dave's Rumboogie and the Sherman Hotel's Downbeat Room. Her talent caught the attention of many, including the owner of the Three Deuces Club, who secured her a year-long contract. It was at the Garrick Stage Bar where Dinah Washington's path crossed with the legendary Billie Holiday, marking a pivotal moment in her career. Lionel Hampton, impressed by her talent, invited her to join his band, leading to her first recording deal with Keynote Records. Her first recording, Evil Gal Blues, set the stage for her rise to fame. Dinah's journey with Mercury Records brought her significant success, with hits like Am I Asking Too Much and I Wanna Be Loved. She dabbled in various styles, covering blues, standards, pop songs, and even country, with her rendition of Hank Williams' Cold, Cold Heart. The late 50s and early 60s saw Dinah collaborate with jazz greats like Clifford Brown and Cannonball Adderley, further cementing her status as a versatile and formidable artist. Her version of What a Difference a Day Made became a significant pop chart success, showcasing her ability to cross over genres seamlessly. Her duets with Brooke Benton, including Baby, You've Got What It Takes, and A Rockin' Good Way, were monumental, showcasing her dynamic range and appeal. Tragically, Dinah Washington's life came to an untimely end on December 14th, 1963, but her legacy continues to influence and inspire. Dinah Washington's impact on music is undeniable, and her induction into the Alabama Jazz Hall of Fame and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is a testament to her enduring influence. Her albums, from Dinah Jams to September in the Rain, are cherished by fans worldwide. Thank you for joining us on this journey through the life of Dinah Washington. To explore more stories of musical legends, subscribe to our podcast and visit funkypearls.far for exclusive content. Stay tuned for our next episode, where we continue to celebrate the icons of jazz, soul, and blues.